My greetings to Prisca and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their own necks to save my life. To them, thanks not only from me, but from all the churches among the Gentiles. And my greetings to the church at their house. Greetings to my dear friend Epaphras, the first of Asia's offerings to Christ. Greetings to Mary, who worked so hard for you. Greetings to those outstanding apostles, Andronicus and Junius, my kinsmen and fellow prisoners, who were in Christ before me. Greetings to Ampliatus, my dear friend in the Lord, and greetings to Urban, my fellow worker, and to my dear friend Stachys. I, Tertius, who am writing this letter, greet you in the Lord. Greetings to you from Gaius, my host here, and the host of the whole church. Erastus, the city treasurer, sends greetings to you and our brother Quartus. And now to him who can make you strong, in accordance with the gospel that I preach and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, in accordance with that mystery which for endless ages was kept secret, but now, as the prophets wrote, is revealed, as the eternal God commanded, to be made known to all the nations, so that they obey in faith. To him, the only wise God, give glory through Jesus Christ for ever and ever. Amen. Somehow I grew up with the idea that Paul was very much a one-man show. I remember standing on the Areopagus in Athens and the Bolem in old Corinth and imagining how Paul stood there alone preaching and debating. And yet, when we read this passage to the Romans, we realize that Paul wasn't alone, that Paul valued so much the friends and the support that he had, without whom he could not fulfill his mission. He must have relied on the knowledge of his friends. And I believe that we in the church today need to take the whole wisdom of the church, not just the clerical elements. Very soon after my ordination, when I had just got faculties to hear confessions, a penitent came who was a carpenter, and he had a moral problem about the use of certain timbers. I didn't know the answer, and I asked him if he would come back and could I make inquiries, and he said certainly. And I asked the greybeards of theology, and they gave very clever casuistical answers, but somehow those answers didn't fit easy with me. And then I met a man, a Dominican tertiary, a very skilled carpenter joiner, who was foreman of a large building firm in the carpentry section, and I asked him, and immediately he gave me the right answer. And how pleased my penitent was to receive that answer. And for me, this was a very early example of the wisdom in the church. Those people who have been confirmed in the Spirit and who have a great knowledge. And I'm sure Paul was often so grateful for the advice and the help of these people. And the need we have for friendship. I believe no one can go it alone. It comes out in many ways. Those who are following the 12-step program will realize and acknowledge so readily the need they have for the support and the help of others. We are not alone. And so, in today's reading, we thank God for friendship. We thank God for the love and affection that we have received through our lives. And we pray, God, that we will have the generosity and the courage to offer our affection and our support and our love to those who need friendship. And we realize that the great friend in Jesus Christ, who will make us strong and help us to preach the gospel, not just by word, but by the deed of friendship.